Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, that one's pretty. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Where'd my beard go?
I don't know. I think it blew up with that Roman candle.
Oh, look at that one.
Isn't that neat? I like how it flickers down on you like, ooh, it just touched me.
That's a big one.
That's what she said.
That's huge. I can't even believe it. Pink Mick Mafia fireworks explosion right here. Have you ever seen something so amazing?
I have. First time for me.
This is the first time. Yeah, dude, and some Desert Bandit in the mix there. It's going to be a crazy rips and rap show.
What?
Dude, these fireworks are creating people in the streets to beatbox and start throwing out scratches and shit.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2,
ready now?
1.
Ignition. And in honor of MacGyver, we're going to play the theme song of MacGyver instead of the Rips and Raps theme song tonight.
Good evening, and welcome to Rips and Raps, episode 82. Starring Nick Furious.
And all his friends.
Yes, that's right.
Back from the 80s, live and in effect, right now. We're going to have a great show for you tonight here, Rips and Raps. I even got some homies from Santa Fe coming up here. Desert Bandits in effect. What was your name? Tell me your name.
Yeah,
Mr. Rondo. Oh, shit. And we got Cass Uno.
Rondo.
In effect, baby. And, of course, we got the lovely ladies from Pink Mick Mafia. We got Chantel in the mix and Leah. Say what's up, girls.
What's up, guys?
Give it up for us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we love you. You're so amazing. Give it up to Pink Mink. Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Can we just put this mic perfect thing on? All right, good evening again, and welcome into episode 82, Rips and Raps. I'm Nick Furious. I'm so happy to be here. With this time change, I can't tell you how excited it is to be in the studio with light pouring through the windows. I've got two amazing ladies from Pink Mick Mafia tonight. They're going to be representing what they do, community organizers. They're oriented in terms of using their angel-like qualities to help and shed light on causes. Now, we also got my homeboys from the Desert Bandits up from Santa Fe, or down, that is, to tell us a little bit about what they're doing. They got a new night that their homie Pablo Paz and the crew are putting down there in Santa Fe. Where's this at again? It's Molly's, right?
Yeah, Molly's Lounge.
And this is going on every Thursday, right?
Every Thursday from here on out.
So you got my boy Dominic doing warm-up Wednesdays down there downtown on Wednesday nights in Santa Fe, and then the following evening you can go check out these guys over at Molly's. It's fun. Superhumans, we just did it last week. We had a blast. I did, unfortunately, I popped a lung, bro. I was rapping so hard, I just, my lungs popped out of place, but it's all good. I'm back in effect. And getting ready for some big things coming up. Band with No Name's going to be with Good Green and some other amazing musicians at Ned's for St. Patrick's Day this coming Monday. If you're in Albuquerque, come on down to Ned's for Band with No Name and Good Green. So many other things happening. We'll be up for Warm Up Wednesday as well on the 19th. Check that out. He's going to have AWOL Ones coming through town. The Tubers are going to be up for that one. Band with No Name, Soul Soup, DJ Way Funky. A bunch of Doers going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of Santa Fe heads. And I bet you...
Subliminal Remnant.
I bet you Subliminal... I was just going to say... I even think Outstanding Citizens. I mean, there's going to be a lot of great Santa Fe heads. And I'm really excited to be doing the show. Are you guys excited to see more hip-hop in Santa Fe? I know it's been a while.
Dude, it's been so long. Like, it just went dead. Like,
yeah.
If anything could just drop dead, it went dead in Santa Fe, dude.
But why is that? It's the capital. I mean, I realize that there's a lot of that kind of the gentrification going on. There's a lot of rich people and a lot of really poor people, and there's not. But why is that? Because Santa Fe, for so long, you can still go to a dope bar and go check out some music or something. Now there's really very few of them there.
Well, everything closed down because the whole damn fucking economy bullshit kind of screwed through a wrench and everything.
Y'all need to smoke some weed, Santa Fe. What the fuck, man? Get all Durango or Denver or some Boulder shit.
Hey, we do got nice dispensaries, though.
That's right. They, you know, that is true. Although you have to have a medical card, which is the way to go. Now, my ladies here, Chantel, you and the girls from Pink Mink were representing at the Lighter Shade of Brown concert in Santa Fe, were you not?
Yeah, we were just in Santa Fe on Saturday, and it was pretty badass.
Yeah?
There was a lot of people. Lighter Shade of Brown put it down. Rashid was there.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah?
Big Zach Mendy Riders, he was real fun.
Tight.
Having a good show. A lot of local artists from Albuquerque.
And was it like a Was it a show geared towards just like a concert, or was there a cause that you sort of were championing?
Well, for this one, we were just doing a little bit of promoting. We do a little bit of promoting, and then we do community events as well, but this one was a promotional event. And like you're mentioning before, that Santa Fe kind of went dead, but I think it's coming back up because I was pretty
really
surprised.
Really lighted it up on Saturday.
You guys are like the Viagra for Santa Fe nightlife. That's awesome. I mean that with all due respect. I mean that in the purest sense of the word. Well, I'm excited. We're going to talk to you ladies in a little while on the show about what you have coming up. What your organization's about, and you have some other organizations we're going to talk to Chantel about as well. So don't go anywhere. We want you to stick around for Rips and Raps. I hope you ladies are happy to be back for a second time. Are you having fun?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Except that I just pulled her hair out. I'm all yanking out Chantel's hair. I'm like, give me your hair.
You guys should be here.
Well, you know what? We're going to let the MCs get in this mix, and we're going to set it off for episode 82. Name's Nick Furious, and you're listening to the show. Everybody, let's go. Turn it up, need to make it happen. Rips and rapping, yo, I'm flipping with my man Caston. Yo, he's Leroy Brown, gonna put that, turn it down, turn it all around, trying to warm it up. Just move the mic in the room, so it's kinda changing me up, it's kinda creating a doom. So I'ma pass it off to my desert bandit. Tell him why you on the show, man, get it underhanded.
Yo, I'm rapping rap, taking off the top. Heavy word I'm saying, and I just don't stop. Moving and I'm flowing and I'm moving on the rhyme. I keep on going, every word I keep on bringing off the time. Oh, I'm creeping after sunset to the very end. There's a bad assassin blessing on the word again. Here it goes again, this is how it goes. With a little bit of cut in the back, I get flowing on. I take it off, I keep on flowing, keep on moving. And I'm showing and I'm proving with the words I keep on going on. Me and unknown cast, and I'm creeping after sunset. The blue will be the renaissance, this is how it's going on. I swing strong, fucking out the port. And every word that I say, oh my god, oh, I blast it off the top of the dome. Take it home, everyone I'm saying, yo, Mr. Unknown. I crack your dome with the wicked shit I kick. Bust you with the fucking kickflip. Now you a little bitch. Step off, cause we desert bandit riders. Kicking this shit, heavy duty providers. For friends and family, kicking this shit randomly from the top of the dome. Run up to your home and blast, yo, with this wicked shit. Kick it back when it rolls back with the fucking flip.
Yo, do a backflip. Come on now, don't be an actor or an actress. You gotta live life seriously. You gotta take your time and live life. Come on, you gotta live life seriously. Put everything you got into every moment. You only got enough time before it's all over. I'm in my 30s now, before you know it I'll be dead, buried in a casket somewhere. But if you listen to my music, you just might be aware that Nick Furious did his thing when he was on this earth and left a legacy ever since a little birth. And when I was here, I left something to think about. But when I'm gone, cause when someone utters your name for the last time, you are truly dead. But I'ma live on and live on and live on, like I said. That's why we get together each and every week, warming up for Rips and Raps. Man, I try to be discreet, I'm a freak. Episode 082, come on cast, ooh, let me see what you can do.
I'll bring it back again to let you know where we're going. And every word that I keep on the flowing. Creeping after sunset, oh the beat's going. Off the top and we keep on the flowing. I know it's gonna mix in just some more. I get in on the world because I let you know that it's freestyle off the dome. Just to let it keep on going. Wait till the blend of the beats come in. And then the snap back, I let you think back. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna stop cause I represent the hip hop. Represent the 505 cause I'm all the way live. When I'm on the microphone I never kick no jive. I kick it with another sensibility to rock it with utility. To every time I bring it back, I'm gonna bring it to the words and no doubt. And now I'm waiting on the words and my man Papa Pop. He's on the road, gonna drive kids as we gonna kick it as I rip up this podcast. Blow it up, I blow up the spot. This is how it goes. Oh yeah, creeping after sunset with the flow. The rhythm changed but I knock off my headphones. I keep them moving and consume every thought. Oh, my pad is closed, my eyes are just to get the way to rock it to another word and let you know the words are gonna play. I rip it just a little bit more to come out the world just to sit down together with the creeping out the sunset. Rip up the words that I spit. Beautiful the words, I hear the angels singing in the air. And every word that I just don't care. I rip it to rap it, the words I keep and bring it back. I rip it to just let you know the words are coming off the top of the dome. Yeah, I'm high blowing trees. This is how it goes, five for bumping you in the shoulder. The words I keep and come the molar, cause I'm 6'4" and a big motherfucker. And every word that I say, I'm moving like a fucker. Never will I stop and then I rip and throw the rhyme. Heavy word I'm sipping and I drop and never down, never slipping. Creeping at the sunset, I keep my words mouth. This is how it goes, cause my man built the movie with the words I keep consuming. Heavy word I'm zooming, yo, Mr. Unknown. Bring it back as we're hitting on the track. Something will be the rest. renaissance, I bring it on the back, yo. My homie push it on, my homie kick it. This is how we gonna, when we're ripping, when we're ripping it, we zapping. Yo,
yeah, yo. Pass it to Lapia, knock you out my top of ya. Motherfucker, I'm the only thing that's stopping ya from running to the top, and it don't stop as I blast the freestyle flows, and everybody fucking knows as the beat changes up, yo. I'm gonna kick it slower. Gonna kick it slower, cause the flow is fucking flowing from the top of the dome. And you know I'm riddling you with bullets. Hit this shit to school, kids. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck, I rule this. Game of hip-hop, there's a bandit commander. Fucking hit you in the head, bury you like a salamander. Pallbearer in this bitch, cause I'm wicked. About to fucking kick your motherfucker with this shit from the top and the back and the fucking front and back. Like a lowrider hitting switches, pimping bitches from the fucking top. Motherfucker, it don't stop, cause these flows can keep going like my little Lumina, rolling down the street, mad miles on that shit, cheaping out big time, and you know we got that kid. So back to the flow, cooking you up like buffet, serving you up every way that I possibly can. Cause we run it in this motherfucking no stunting, motherfucker, we rip it for real. Represent from the street, like a fucking three wheel. Pop it up front, that pancake, drop it, bitch.
Got sunshine in a bag, and if you wanna see what I got, you wanna take it to Baghdad. Where I blow you up in Desert Bandits, Sahara's I'ma smash it, these motherfuckers can't take it. That's right, we break it with the subliminal renaissance. Take it back to the day when people knew what hip-hop was. Not Beyonce, or Jay-Z in the Kermit day. It's that old school shit that blew me away. It was so nice, that's why I make hip-hop from the soul. Like Miami Vice, take it back to Crockett and Tubbs. I'm just sitting in the tub, waiting for my Heisenberg to stiffen. So I can do it, put it up the nose and start a Scottie Pippen. I'm just joking around, I'm spreading it just like a rumor. Cause you heard it through the grapevine like a tumor, cause it's growing, it's thick and cancerous, growing in your mind. And let's say I'm preposterous, I'm like a panda gets when it's hungry. Don't even munch me, I'm like a munchkin, smash your bumpin'. Got them pink mink mafia girls representing, and my desert bandits, New Mexico, we keep it pimping. Nick Furious does this every week, I keep it moving. That's right, the freestyle is okay, but as we warm up, we warm up, we make it warmer, we warm up, we warm up and keep it warmer.
We keep it warm and no more non-stop. Everybody moving and we're moving non-stop. Rub up the dance, tell me bomb for fun. Everywhere we living and we're number one of one, yo. We want to rock and then we're going on a scene. Rock it through the woods and down there, flip it on the scene. Cause a rude boy coming with the wicked one style. Rip it on, they're moving and they're moving one wide. But I rip it just to take in all the ripping rap. Every word that's like a never will I drop a bull crap. Every word I'm spitting, shooting like nines. Every word I'm saying, and only nine that I keep in my backpack is a fucking sure 54. Heavy word, I'm settling and settling scores. Knock it off the top and words I say, and will I never stop? The words I bring it back and let you know the words I never stop. I bubble up the truth, the top and like a bomb. Heavy word, I'm singing and I say it works on. I hustle before my crotch cause it's just the word on top. Not every time I bring it to the ripping in the back.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 82. Nick Furious brings in some great friends this afternoon, so I hope you've got your seatbelt on and your popcorn popped and ready, because we're ready to take you places. Stick around for more rips and rap, rips and rap, raps. Do a backflip, backflip. I'ma take you on, your turn to get up on, get up on the mic and spawn.
Yo, is this like round three? Here we go from the top of the dome once again, man. Hitting this shit like paper to pen, or is it pen to paper? A fucking lyrical paper, like my boy Casino would say. I fucking spray you with the fucking bullets from the top of my motherfucking dome. Vocally chainsaw on your shit, fucking wicked like Michael Myers. Hitting this shit high like spires, and everybody knows your shit's about to expire. Fucking hitting this shit so much fire, like a joint that's rolled up, twisted with the wax, flashing out motherfucking wicked shit. I repeat myself so I can fucking hit another fucking line of flow. Thought you out bloody nose, dropping that shit. I just fucked up your clothes.
Why are you bleeding out your nose, sir? Excuse me, yes, I don't know why, but Rips and Raps tries to bring it to you each and every week in a different diametric. Listen up as we diagnose the diatribe of the syntax aliens. Break it in your mouth, mammalian. Circumcision, the four incisions. I fucked it up, but I brought it back with shit like, what's up, buttercup? I here to tell you something new, so look loose.
Yo, man, we need to bring the party back at this motherfucker. Uh-oh. Does this song totally just, like, make you think, like, of good things?
Yeah, it does. Like,
Like good like, things.
Yeah, but naked on the bathroom floor with the shorty.
Can they borrow those other pair of headphones from you? So I'd like to introduce the girls from Pink Make Mafia back on the show. I got Chantel and we got Leah, and in effect, we're going to put them with headphones. We got the perfect, see, perfect music for the girls. Hi, ladies, you're back.
Hey.
How are you? Let's talk a little bit about what Pink Make Mafia is, does, and has coming up. Go for it.
Okay, well, Pink Make Mafia has been around for about 5 years. It's originated out of California. We do promotional modeling, and it's a clothing line. Currently, we do promotions. We do a little bit of fundraising, and we do a lot of events for the community.
Okay, awesome. Yes, you do. You just did the Lighter Shade of Brown show, and what else do you have either happening or just happened?
Well, coming up next, we have on March 25th, we're going to be at Roller Skate City from 6 to 8, doing an alcohol and substance abuse awareness.
Beautiful.
It's going to be Pink Mink Mafia and the Who I Am Foundation. We'd like for all of you to come out and join us. It's going to be a blast.
Now, that's the Pink Mink Mafia and the Who I Am Foundation. Tell them the date again.
The date is March 25th from 6 to 8
p.m. March 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. And where is this one more time?
Roller Skate City.
Roller Skate City. I like to reiterate it. So,
yeah.
And what is your role in this event, ladies? How will you be helping out?
What we're going to be doing is we're going to just be there to support whoever's there. We're going to be there to support the foundation. And we're just going to be there to help with whatever they need help with. And we want to try to get people out there. So we're helping with promoting this event. Another event that we have coming up is a really big one. It's going to be on March 30th on a Sunday. It's called Sunday Fun Day Child Abuse Awareness. Everyone is invited. It's a free event. There's going to be a lot of activities, face painting, coloring, a kids open microphone.
Awesome.
a cakewalk.
Yeah, it happens. I love cake. I like to have it and eat it at the same time. It's my thing.
We're going to have a few guest speakers that are really motivational, and we're also going to have some guest appearances by Kyle Noki, Carlos Condit.
Dominic Diverse.
Diverse, huh?
Yeah. He's a blast to be around. Orbit's going to be there.
And this is all happening Sunday, the 30th of March?
Yes, and this is going to be at the ABC Preschool located off of Paseo and Core.
Okay, awesome. And so you ladies aren't just a vision of loveliness. You're not just pretty faces. You're actually really trying to bring awareness to all these issues you believe in. Now, there's an issue you shared with me earlier of a foundation. Can you explain that foundation and what that is?
Yes, so this is all actually hosted by the Who I Am Foundation, and PMM is just going to volunteer and help out with it and help promote it. But the Who I Am Foundation, you can check it out at whoiamfoundation.org, or you can find it on Facebook. We do a lot of events helping the homeless, helping local shelters, and spreading awareness about alcohol abuse, drug abuse, bullying, stuff like that. So
check it out. Magnificent. These ladies are awesome, and you need to give them some love. Do you have a website or a place for Pink Mink?
Yeah, check us out,
www.pinkminkmafia.com. www.pinkminkmafia.com. And you have a local Facebook page, right, like a profile for the local chapter?
Yes, that's Pink Mink Mafia, New Mexico, 505.
We love you, girls. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Vinny's Barbershop, located at 701 Mountain Road Northwest in Albuquerque, is the perfect place to get that fresh spring cut. Vinny's offers children's and gentlemen's cuts, fades, flat tops, hot shaves, beard and mustache trims, and more. Vinny's Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make an appointment today at 505-315-4868. Vinny's Barbershop. Rock the straight edge.
Hey yo, this your boy Tyler Quali, the BKMC. You are now checking out Rips and Raps with my man, Nick Furious. Let's go.
go. We starting a show. It's almost halftime though, so I'm loving this O. I'm loving what I do daily. I'm doing my thing, laying down these dope tracks and trying to do what I can do to bring a little light and consciousness to another issue. Like these girls said, man, it's not sad with tissues, but we got a song about a man to talk all forever about cyberbullying and how it's never, never a place to go for people. I don't understand it. How can you stand behind the wall of the technology and be a man to push a woman or a child into a place where they feel like they can't even stay safe? Well, I say, fuck it. I'll take a knife and I'll stick it in your gut if I gotta. But I'd rather start with a proper attire, a proper attire, and address the issue at hand and try to change it from a social standpoint. You hear me, man? I'm sick and tired of people's sex slavery. It was just a day about sex slavery. You put your ex on your hand and you can explain what happens to all these people that disappear. Man, I'm just trying to say something here. So listen up. It's about issues, issues. Take a tissue. I'm serious. Nah, we change it. It's our turn to change it. I'm passing and rearranging. It's your turn to get gazing. Oh, I opened up my eyes to another day, and everything is changing. So I step back to another day of gray. So the life is just a change. Lost my breath when I lost control. Heavy word I'm sipping and I'm losing control. But my idle hand and moving quick into the pen I write. And every word I'm sitting to the broad daylight. I close my eyes together, waiting from another day. I raise my sister just to be the better than I, to find a simple time. But I catch my breath to write into another pen. Composition books, this is the storage of knowledge I'm looking for. Hope, hope is lost, I'm looking for brightness. Looking for another day and looking for the gray. The gray that coming to us, I can close my eyes and just to get away. Can chase my demons, face my devils, but every word I'm looking back to find myself. I'm looking just to get away. Oh, my idle hand is moving quicker like I'm writing on the paper. And every word is just another lyrical decaper. This is how it's going, so I'm miming. And every word I'm showing, so I keep it on my time. I raised my daughter Brooklyn just to be just a better lyricist. And then these cats that couldn't handle vandals, so the rocket solo, give me a can. Then I write my name O-Tan. Oh, I'm creeping after sunset until the nation's over. So the words I keep on blessing, so I keep on holding. But I keep on going, flipping on the mic. Every word I'm saying just an everyday light. But I bring it back just to push it along. I bring my homies just to sing another type of song.
Yo. Lyrical chef like my boy Raekwon. Yo, I don't know him, but it's dope and it be on. Cause we yo, one more time, give me here we go, here we go. Cooking up the lyrics in the fucking kitchen, motherfucker, wishing they could get on my level. Kicking this shit like the bezel off your cheap ass watch. I know you cop that at Walmart, I'm selling shit. And I'm busting these lyrics like porno flicks all over your fucking face and in your fucking eardrum. Let this shit bust out so you can hear some more of my fucking bastardized shit. From the back of my head, I know I'm fucking kicking flows. And everybody knows the fucking Desert Bandits roll with the sickest shit that we've ever fucking heard. Beatboxers, DJs, and lyricists, word. Spitting wicked shit, top of the dome. And I'm gonna flip it over, man, take it home.
Hey, is everybody having a good time here tonight? Give some love to yourselves out there. Say what up. Man, so happy to have Big Mick Mafia and Desert Bandits representing in the studio with Nick Furious.
Glad to be in this spot, man. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for making a trip all the way, you know, down here to come be on the show. Of course, we're gonna talk with Pink. We're gonna talk with the gentleman from the Desert Bandits here in a minute about what they got going on. You just sit around and don't go anywhere. I said not anywhere. Don't even get up for cookies. Not yet, anyway. Not yet.
Not yet.
Cookies will come. Pack that bowl, and we'll get some cookies after we get all blazed, yo.
Because they always taste better after.
Hey kids, have you ever wanted to get cancer? How about an inoperable tumor on your face? Well, now you can with GMOs from Monsanto. Just go down to your local grocery store and ask for some GMOs. It's pretty much in everything. GMOs from Monsanto. You're gonna love dying young.
All right, this is Nick Furious, and you're listening to Rips and Raps. I've got actress Lauren Meyer standing next to me. She's in the new movie, Abe Makes a Movie. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Great. I love those glasses on you. It's a beautiful feeling like a spring day, but we're out getting ready to shoot a scene. Tell us about your character in this movie, can you, a little bit?
Sure. So I play Sarah, who is Abe's best friend. She's kind of like his right-hand woman.
Uh-huh.
And and really supportive of him, but like doesn't, tries not to let him get away with too much crap.
Uh-huh.
Tries to keep him in line. Just got a good sense of humor.
And you said BFF, right? So you guys are definitely,
BFF.
And you're going to totally give your best friend the hardest and the worst time as well as the best stuff, right?
Exactly.
And how is it working with Matt Peterson on this movie?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah. He's hilarious. He's so easy and cool and chill to work with. So is everyone on this set.
Yeah, I'm excited to be helping out as well. Now, if you wouldn't mind, give our listeners a little background on you in terms of what else have you done and what do you inspire to do this coming year and in terms of your career?
Wow. Okay, so... So I just finished up working on Dead Billy, which is a movie that I co-wrote with Scott Milder.
Nice.
And we shot it last year, so we're in post-production now. It should be done within like a month or two.
Beautiful. Congratulations on that. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you. And I also work with Duke City Repertory Theater, which is a professional nonprofit theater company in town. And
oh, wow.
We're getting ready to do Midsummer Night's Dream here in a couple months.
Where can people find out about this theater company? Like, is there a website or a place to find out more?
DukeCityRep.com.
DukeCityRep, R-E-P.
Yes.
.com. Awesome. Okay, so and then what else do you got coming up in 2014 movie-wise? Anything else planned?
I think it's going to be a lot of focus on Dead Billy, actually, that out. And, yeah, that's kind of it. I'm kind of leaving the year open for it's going to book up soon.
That's awesome. Now, Lauren Myers, I got one more question for you. Would you rather be in front of a camera or in front of a crowd on stage?
Both.
You can't say both.
I know. People hate that answer, but I love both. I like doing both of them.
Well, you're a talented and awesome actress and a great lady. It's nice to meet you. You're listening to Rips and Raps. This has been Lauren Myers. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Good to see black people in the audience, too. That's nice. Because it's bright. I mean, I'm kidding. What, you all of a sudden you're sensitive to black people all of a sudden? What the hell? Whoa. I grew up around black people. You don't scare me. I grew up around Jamaicans, man. Jamaicans are hard people to grow up around. Any Jamaicans here tonight? They're like the most passive Jamaicans ever. They're like, bo-bo lick shot. I, man, a brethren, is a Jamaican. Quietest Jamaicans in the world. Jamaicans are hard people to grow up around. You know why? Because when I was growing up around Jamaicans, you hang around Jamaican people long enough, you feel the need to want to be Jamaican. They just look so cool. Everything about them is cool. When I was a kid, I was like, I wanted to be Jamaican so bad. I started dressing like a Jamaican. I started wearing a little red, yellow, and green belt, and I started talking like a Jamaican. I started listening to reggae music. I started having kids I didn't know about. I did everything that I possibly could. But you know what the shitty thing is? A Jamaican will never act like you. You're never going to see a Jamaican guy that grew up in a bunch of Indian guys walking around going, hey baby, whopping. Not gonna happen, you know? Felt bad for my dad because he tried fitting in with my Jamaican friends when I was growing up. You don't ever want a man from India trying to speak like a Jamaican at any point during his life. My friends would be in the living room, my dad walking, okay, come on Marlon, move your bumbo clot and go home. My dad thought punani was a tropical fruit. It is, if you think about it. For the older white folks that look confused right now, punani is the Jamaican word for a woman. You know what I'm saying? For her pum-pum. My dad thought it was a tropical fruit. One time when I was a kid, I was sick and I was messing around with my dad. He came in and goes, oh my God, son, you're sick. What can I get you? I go, Dad, I love punani. My dad went to the Jamaican store. Hey lady, where's your punani? My son is at home sick. He needs punani right now. Give me two. Is it ripe? Let me feed it. No teeth. Not just South Africa, I heard real African names. My child's gonna get an African name, I don't care. Real African names are wicked, man. I was at this casino in South Africa, right? I'm playing blackjack. Or African-American Jack. All right, I'm playing 21, right? And I look at the dealer, right? It was an African dude. I think they put this guy there just to confuse you when you're gambling. Because I looked at his name tag, I swear to God, the guy's name was spelt exclamation mark X-O-B-I-L-E. And I'm like, how the hell do you say that? So I'm not from there. I thought I'd take a shot, right? I'm like, yeah, could I get another card there, Somebody. Can I get another card there? Somebody. Somebody! See, because I thought you had to start big, you know? Because the exclamation was at the beginning of the name, right? Like, if it was a question mark, I'd be like, Dobile? But it was an exclamation, so I'm like, Dobile! And he looks at me and he goes, please do not yell in the casino. I go, I'm not yelling, man. I'm just trying to say your name. He goes, that is not how you say my name. I go, well, how do you say your name? I swear to God, man. The guy goes, my name is pronounced Bile. He had a click in his name. The guy's name was Bile. I don't care. My first child's getting a click in his name. I don't care, man. This is my son, Hustle. The guy's name was Bile. It sounds cool when we're just saying it to each other, right?
Bile.
But think about how that must slow down his sex life, you know? Imagine he's in there with his woman, they're making love.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Say my name. Say my name.
Oh, my God. Bile. Mess up the whole vibe, man.
Welcome back here at Halftime. I'm Nick Furious, your host, engineer, and fearless leader. Today I've got the Pink Mink Mafia ladies. I've got Chantel with me, as well as Leah. Ladies, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us. Oh, this is fucking always a blast. We like coming over here.
You're a blast. Now, we miss our homegirl, Mel, who's not here right now. Melly's, what's she doing? She's out doing work or what?
Yes, she's in New York, Philadelphia, traveling. And we miss you, Melly. If you're listening, we know you're going to be listening. So we love you and we miss you.
We really do. And I got a lot of love for her. I'm glad she sort of turned me on to what y'all are doing. We're going to have you up here in the frequent. Lee to talk about it. Again, this is Rips and Raps. You can check out the show at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. From there, you can stream through iTunes. You can subscribe to it. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground to listen to the show from that venue as well. We're getting out there. We're pushing boundaries, trying to make things happen. I just wanted to say one quick thing. Hold on, let me say it. Okay, I feel better now that I've said that. Again, this is episode 82. Check us out if you have any questions. You want to get on the show, send me a radio drop or anything. It's just ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out Bama No Name this Monday, St. Patrick's Day, at Ned's with Good Green. All right, I got my homie. So, Castuno, get up here. Desert Bandits, you guys are everywhere, man. You represent Albuquerque. You're in Santa Fe.
Farmington.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Tell us a little bit about both you gentlemen, and feel free to introduce yourself and then just talk a little bit about what you do and who you are as an entity of that, as well as what you are as an MC or hip hopper.
Where? Cool. Well, I am Castuno. I am IB Castuno.
Uh-huh. EMDB. I like that.
One member of a crew called Subliminal Renaissance, and a big, huge collective called the Desert Bandits, which started in Albuquerque, and then
it's grown. It's grown.
A lot.
Extensive growth going on with you guys. I like that.
Yeah.
And who'd you bring with you today?
This is my crime partner, no?
Yeah, man, you know, but let's not talk about that on the air, won't you? My name's Mr. Unknown. Opie the Boss Extraordinaire, member of Subliminal Renaissance, along with our boy Adrenaline Truth, who couldn't make it with us tonight.
Actually, he's on the road.
Oh, yeah, he is on the road?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, he might show up in a little bit
then. He might make it. If not, we love that he's trying to make it. I love the effort. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I've been with the Bandits almost since it started. Sack One, you know, he got me in almost 3 years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Cash, you know, he joined shortly after. Pablo was in the mix, and, you know, we just been promoting good hip-hop and, you know, networking and making, you know, big moves, you know, everybody just working together and make a better scene for the city so everybody gets a piece of it, you know?
I think, yeah, we forget about that it really is about the sharing of you know, resources and compiling of all of our talents and pool, you know, pooling that together, so.
And for me, like, because I left Santa Fe in New Mexico like in 95, and I moved to LA, and then I moved to Phoenix, I went all over. And the New Mexico hip-hop scene is one of the most left on scene, dude. Either it be hip-hop to the core, commercial,
yeah,
horrorcore, whatever it is, man, it's just left on scene. And I've been to spots, you know what I mean? And I just think the whole shit, I like this shit.
How about you? How about you, Brett, the freestyle? We're back. We're back with the second half of the show. Tell them about, you know, like the band. Let's give them the website, all that shit. Let me hear a freestyle about your shit. Both y'all, Mr. Unknown, come on, y'all.
Alright, so yo, we got the blog site. We got desertbandits.blogspot.com. We on Facebook, facebook.com/desertbandits. Reverb Nation, you can put any of our names in. You know, Subliminal Renaissance, Zach One, Graphic Grim, everybody. We're all up on there on Reverb Nation. Just look us up. Yo, man.
Jump on your keyboards and looking for the crew. The Desert Bandits, so we gonna collide. The lines to words, I bring it all the way live. I'm kicking all the tops. This is how it's going. So much just to jump into some of the freestyle. Smoking on the trees, no doubt. And every word I'm bringing to the reminiscence, no doubt. I bring it hot, so I drop it into the words in the spot. 280 pounds of buzzing, this is what you done got. Now I'm breaking and I'm pressing and I'm bringing them rhyme. I'm bringing back to heaven, sent it on the knowing the time. I'm putting New Mexico back on the map. We bring it back. Fuck that Billy the Kid shit. We bringing real rap. I bring it back just to bring it on down. The words are sissing and I rock it like assassin of the verbal line. The words I bring it back, I bring it on down. I rock it to the hardcore and then I bring it down to funky sound. I move the rhythm to keep on bringing back. The words I hold and then I rock it like a blanket. Wrap it around the soul of work and through the fundamental going.
Oh, you know what? You gotta give it up right there.
You're listening to Nick Furious radio show.
I know that vato. I know that vato too, homie.
What up, vato? What up on my Santa Fe?
That's not right, eh?
Come on, shit. It's all serious, eh? Hey, yo, let me get that shit. Hold up real quick, y'all. Yeah, I'm a bigger white motherfucker with a red beard, but I thought hip-hop to be the way that I could do my thing, yeah. It doesn't matter, don't judge it, don't be. I find a hip-hop, a rock-a-potamus, I'm just bottomless like a hippopotamus gets. Got the bottomless thrust, I thrust through the air like what? I'm angel dust, I get a crush, and I'ma put it in my bloodstream. Rip a flow, freestyle, Nick Furious gleams. Man with no name, double D's, check it out. The website is out there without a doubt. We on a route, Crossfire is a video to peep. And if you love that, watch us creep up the street and finish new tracks. Man, we moving like bomb tracks, laying it down. We about to blow with these bomb raps. Take it back to old school like Tupac and Biggie. But when I'm on the microphone, you know I got it all. Ziggy Marley. Yeah, I'm just drenched in Farley, drinking that beer and smoking on a THC. I'ma pass it to some friends of me. So come and grab the mic and let's get down, baby. Come on.
What? Oh, I grab the mic and no down. Every word I'm bringing, so my cruising no down. The words are cruising on the mic and truth to bring it to rhyme. And then every word I'm bringing, those are bringing to mind. Oh, I don't stop bringing, just don't stop. Get it, since the words are going to bring it. So we're cruising in the Lumina. Oh, we roll hard, we go state to state. Cruising in the Broham, no man, no ham. This is how we go, so the rips and raps. Heavy word to bringing, and I'm bringing the shit back. The boom, bat, pocket, mic, the microphone. Heavy word to bringing, and I'm bringing them home. Oh, yeah, this is how it goes, to bring it on down. And then the words that they're bringing through the funk and the sound. Oh, yeah, this is the stuff to bring in the back. Yo, my homie. No, none's unknown, gonna clean up the track. Oh, bring it on back, what?
Clean up the track and bring it on back, what? Clean up the track and bring it on back, what?
Dale la madre when I jump on the mic. I'm gonna kick your fucking socks, no man. Psych, I come fucking hard, dropping this shit like the front of a lowrider. Bouncing up and down, and I fucking kick the sound with the fucking kid funky flow. Like, man, I'm about to let you know. Tripped up a little bit, but that's okay, cause I've been drinking and I'm fucking tripping on this nighttime shit. About to hit the flow, kick it back, yo. Let me let you know what we all about. Yo, cheat up, kicking fucking shit like the trees up. Smoking up. And you know we fucking token up on that good shit, that fucking THC popping through my mind. Make the flows come out more divine when I'm fucking thinking about the shit like the candy paint. Shined up, looking clean, man. Fucking on the 5.8 or the fucking 84 Cadillac, yo. Shout out to my homeboys rolling slow and low. I can't do it though, I ain't got the dough. Cause all my money goes into this musical shit to fucking put on for the city and the state, man. 505 represent us, fucking put it on. Light it up, man, light it up, man.
Slow and low, it's the tempo. Slow and low, it's the tempo. I said slow and low, it's the tempo. Listen up, man. I'm riding the temple, the steeple. Come on, church and the people. Put it all together, man, you know we gotta make it work. I'm not a jerk, magnificent. Flip it up in different languages like this. Oh, Nicolás Furioso, hombre de la furia. Soy de Nuevo México, tengo la cura. Oscuridad, el camino subterráneo. Rapero blanco, se llama basura blanca. Poseo nada, sin las palabras. Besos con completos, jamás seco, tal vez fresco, siempre ingenioso, un gran oso. Otras raperos son rotos, estoy lleno de las ideas juiciosas, muy sabrosas, rebote como las pelotas. Tú tereas, cállate y escuchas, putas, la penúltima cosa. Never underestimate us, latest and greatest hip-hop entertainers. Band with no name and with praise upon retainer. I'm happy to be here with my guest tonight. Episode 82 and I'm just like the light bulb. Yo, let me hear you clap, come on, clap, everybody, let me hear you clap, a little clap. Let me hear you clap, a little clap. Oh, yo, let me hit the beatbox over this shit. Come on.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is R&R TV with your host, Nick Furious.
Good evening. Tonight, chaos in Kansas. Nobody dodged in this city. Locals are calling it the Monsanto Jungle Fever. Could this be a new trend in Monsanto agrobeasts? Reporting live on the ground in Topeka is our very own Diggity D-Man. Yo, D-Man. What the deal, man?
Nick, we're definitely not in Kansas anymore. Locals here have been reporting horror stories all day long of giant corn stalks coming to life and spewing flesh-eating bacteria. Now I'm here about 50 yards away where incidences have had... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was right now.
Screen time. Well, D-Man, it really looks like you're having a pickle of a time out there.
Nick, it's fine. It's fine. I just got hit by one right now.
Has anyone seen my popcorn anywhere? Was that a giant corn stalk? Holy shit!
Nick, I managed to find some cover behind a pile of burning bodies, and let me tell you, this is not a pretty sight. Law enforcement has been totally overtaken by Monsanto's corn army, and yes, I'm calling it a corn army. This is an invasion. Call the president, call the National Guard, get some goddamn help out of here. God help us all!
Okay, now, not to sound corny or anything, but is that a giant Orville Redenbacher behind you? I mean, watch out, buddy. All right, that's a wrap this week on Stalking the Country. You're watching R&R Television.
Need I say more?
Need I say more?
Need I say more?
Need I say more?
Up next on Grits and Raps, we have a great song for you by Radio La Chusma. It's called Rasta Mexica, and it's available on the Reaganomics 210, a collector's journey through modern reggae roots, rhyme, and ska. Check it.
Grita, grita, grita.
vida de la música, estilo raza mexica. A new reggae rhythm you can bounce to, with a cumbia and corrido from the old school. Say, en no babosada como el reggaetón, cargamos la palabra pa' todo el montón. Mensaje positivo que cantamos en Spanish, en English, en Spanish, it's the border tongue sandwich. Para que la gente grita, grita, grita. Para que la gente brinca, brinca, brinca. Para que la gente entienda la mezcla de la música, estilo raza mexica. Una cruzada sin fin en la cocina. Yo echo de todo cuando haga mi comida. Tambores de África, guitarras españoles. Yo como mi hamburger con arroz y frijoles. Sangre indígena, respeto a la tierra, viviendo en armonía con la naturaleza. Para que la gente grita, grita, grita. Para que la gente brinca, brinca, brinca. Para que la gente entienda la mezcla de la música, estilo raza mexica.
Two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and me, three, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, "All you see is," and then, you know, big, big, you know, black silver letters, it said, "Crime in the city," right?
It just took up the whole
car.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a whole car and shit, then it was a, you know.
Escúchela, la ciudad respirando.
Hey, yo.
It's been a pleasure to have my guests tonight. Desert Bandits and Santa Fe represent and keep it hype. Subliminal renaissance in the place, keeping it right. And you can't forget about the pink mint mouth to your right. Yo, I keep it tight, keep it sewn up and dope. We gotta make it roll, hit you like some soap on rope. Like motherfucking military tactics, I'm screaming in your face and calling your names. But I don't know why, cause if you break it down to the nth degree, it's pi, it's 3.14. Give me some more pie and put some ice cream on it, apple. I don't like that cake shit, fuck icing. I'm sweet enough as it is, I'm coming off this whole tip. Sucrose, lactose intolerant, maldextrose. When I hit you with this intolerable flow, yeah, it's abominable like the snow. Pass it off to my homies, let's roll, let's roll. The new moon rolled high on the size of the songs of the crystals. The words I keep on blessing at, I bring it with the words, I bring it just a blessing. On the track I had them words and my hands keep on moving. Consuming on the track, I rock it just to write it on. Keep it like the words again, the sacred word is born. But I bless it just to rip it, just to let you know where I'm going. On and on, so I keep on flowing. Representing city of faith, I keep on knocking out the park. Every word I make an empty jump out, their shoes and socks. Photo impressed and thoughts in mind, catch it in the words and then I bring in my wine. So I catch my breath as I step on the concrete, and every word that I inhale to set with the sheets of the wind, no doubt. Every word I'm saying and I'm bringing on the rhyme, so bring it back. What I bring it, this is it, and this is gold. And we going back, and we bring it this, and we going off.
We going off. About to blow the shit up like the fucking state. Going crazy, motherfucker, not 508 but 505. I only say it cause I keep it live. Man, we doing this shit natural. Kicking this shit reactional is fucking insane. Make you fucking blow out your brains. It's all the same though. I'm not yapping bout stacking dough, but talking about busting killer flows. Ninja tactics when I'm swinging swords. Miss Fishes tell you what it's all about, then take your fucking heart out. Your motherfucking chest, best pack of vests. And even then I go straight for your fucking neck. Jugular split, blood spraying all over. Motherfucking dripping on the shit like Rover. Red Rover, come over, destroy your fucking life. Pack it up, back it up, man, bury you 6 feet under. And you wonder why everybody yapping about your bullshit rhymes. Cause you can't fucking stack the talent like we do. Got the motherfucking crew, and we rolling through with the Vato Loco Voodoo. Cause I'm fucking 505 representer. Kick you in the head, man, enter the fucking round of this fucking death shit. Fucking death raps, kick it back, take it back, and react.
Yo, you talked about ripping hearts out the chest. It reminded me of the Indiana Jones in the Temple of the Boom. But soon, Kali Mamba rule the world. Boom, shaboom, shaboom. Give me the crystals, I give them back to the people of the planet. I don't know why, but I'm jamming sicker than Janet Jackson. Sons like Robin when I'm robbing them like Batman. I'm flogging them, flapping them, slipping them, slapping them. Oh shit, we pass it around, no bullshit. Episode 82, we pull clips and load it up like a Uzi. But I don't believe in violence, I believe in violins. So listen up with the sirens and the silence at night. Can you hear it? Creeping. Rips and Raps, episode 82, can be listened to at ripsandraps.podomatic.com or streamed on iTunes. Every guest tonight was so dope and such a Turkish delight. I'm the lion, the witch, in the wardrobe, but I'm a white. You're angling the mist, yeah, I'm an angling with this fish, and you can't even miss. I'm potlocking with my fist. I'm Sadotic, I'm Zag, I'm smacking you down like who knows. I'm Dolphine, taking it back like Street Fighter flows. Fuck this new shit, and there's too many buttons pushing. I like two buttons and one joystick. I'm Chun-Li, wookin', I'm wookin' your ass with wookies. What's up with your bookie? He's an ugly motherfucking Italiano from Brooklyn. I'm just making this shit up as I go along. That's what we do on the shows. Who wants to get up and get their pedigree on? Let me hear you motherfucker. Pushing buttons on the NPC. The words I get in line, the words I'm bringing back are simply moving on the simple job. Oh yeah, I'm a beast, Mr. Rhyme Writer. The words I'm saying in, I'm bringing like a live wire. And every time I bring it in, I'm creeping out the sunset. When the rollers cruise around my neighborhood, I never jet. Cause I'm rather on the know where I'm going. Lost with the breath, I keep on moving, consuming as the beat walks, and every word never stops. So I represent the desert bandit, so I'm being assassin, slashing MC off the top of the dome. Let the words and let the leaking, linking them home. This is a lyrical pursuit, going through the lyrical, the tongue. I leave a word, the lyrical, I'm a suture for your phone. Flipping with the tongue, words are strong. Every time I drop it, the words are saying it, they're bringing. Oh, I rock it like a harder than it, harder than the words. I keep on bringing back my music. Moving, could you moving with the riddle of that? I'm on the smoking on the trees and then I'm burning light. My rattling
gonna keep it moving till the broad daylight. Knock it out the park, and every word I spark, and every time I hit it, this is how it's about to go. I'm gonna creep it after something just to throw the name. Subliminal beat, the renaissance and over game.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath, cat, you know. Yo. Spitting shit like triple six. Drop this motherfucking hit. Pulling you like a fucking clip and blast that shit. Motherfuckers wish that they could trip with the fucking shit that I spit. Keep it going, man, take it to the head. Everybody knows that the flows be like bloodshed. Flooding out the city gates, I'll fucking kick you in the face. Kick your fucking teeth out. What the fuck the beef about? You just fucking mad cause I got the fucking cheese and stout. Sliding like a motherfucker on the fucking track. With this fucking shit, get ripped out your gut flat. And blood and fucking brain matter on the ceiling. Motherfuckers squealing and I fucking be stealing. Bullets out to lay domes in the form of lyrical flows. Everybody knows I bloody your nose like fucking cocaine. Tony Montana couldn't see it cause he's fucking loaded and I'm fucking full face when I'm spitting on the mic, beat it and tatted and violent. Wicked shit, fucking, and you know we be styling.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest for the last rap of this whole podcast. Bob, look at that shit.
What up, yo, it's Adrenaline, the legend kid up in here stepping in to the session, and I don't even care about what's the freestyle or not. I just go off the top, rocking spots all the time, and I don't care, Desert Bandits, put it in the air, you know it's quite clear, like the night air, and yo, it's another beautiful day in the Duke City, so we coming up in here, and we keeping the session afloat, doing it right, one time at a mic, you wanna bring it, it's like that old crew I had, it was called Linus. But now it's all subliminal renaissance up in the spot. Yeah, we blowing it up, and that's always what we do all the time. I don't care, I just keep it going, flowing. I know it, it's Nick Fury on this vicious street, ripping rap, making everybody hit the cat. I didn't even know if it was in the right place, but yo, it's like there's a girl outside sitting in a tree, and she pointed me into the lab, and that's how I found it. Yeah, that's where it's coming from, and do you know where it's at? Subliminal renaissance. There's a bandit. That's what's up, man.
Yo, that was the most dirty entrance ever. Fucking introduce, man. Roll call.
What up, yo? It's Adrenaline Truth. Repping Desert Bandit, Subliminal Renaissance. Right. I'm Mike Thursdays.
Dude.
We doing it.
And you guys just had us up there the other day. Thanks again for that. I want you all to give yourselves a round of applause. Way to go in here. Way to go, way to go.
I don't like to pat myself on the back.
No, but stand right here and let me get the girls in because I like to hear their opinion. It was her first show, her second show, your first minute of the show. So you say something and then I want to hear what you ladies have to say. How was your drive up there?
Oh, man, it's been a hectic day, but I'm glad I made it. I'd love to come back, you know, hopefully
we'll
get a
again.
Full session
yeah,
sometime.
Well, that's cool. You're Subliminal Renaissance representing. We're glad to have you. Pink Mink Ladies, Chantel, what is it? Did you get something out of this show different than the first time?
I just want to commend you on your skills and the rest of you guys. You guys are all bad, and I can't wait to check you guys out in concert. So fucking let us know when you guys are having an event.
Thank you.
I know you're having yours on St. Patrick's
That's
Day.
Right, Monday. That's on right, Monday. At Ned's. We play at about 8:30. We're Band With No Name. You should come check us out. Live hip hop, funk, and roll. So
yeah, we'll try to make it out. You guys are real cool. Like way blessed flows.
Thank you.
That was a badass entrance. So
we need to give the ladies. Thank you for doing all the great work you do with the community, guys. Let's give them some love for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Let's keep it up because there's a lot of people that don't realize that there's still people, you know, suffering of alcoholism, that is still from broken homes, that don't have homes, that are beaten, abused sexually and physically every day. And so when people can bring light to that, we really appreciate the positive work that is for our community because we need people like that. So thank you.
Big ups.
Big ups.
Thank you, guys. And just keep in mind that it comes all of us together, working together and trying to get stuff going in the community. So
positive.
So let's keep it positive, everyone.
Keep it positive. I'm gonna steal back my sweaty headphones I just threw on her head. But yeah, I really do. I love the show because it every week it encompasses, and I want to hear from you guys, it encompasses sort of it's a free flow. You know, Rips and Raps is it's a whistling diction. We're just having some fun with words. We make fun of things, but serious issues, man. Look into Monsanto if you don't know about what they're up to. If you don't understand about agro foods and GMOs, you don't understand about chemtrails and what's going on, I mean, just look into the sky and look what's going on and tell me that that looks like it used to look when we were kids.
I deal with that every day.
Right?
GMOs and shit.
Right, but I mean, so what do you know about that? I mean, what's a just a philosophy point from you about something like that?
Well, shit, it's genetically modified right there and tells you right off the top.
It tells you.
Anything
yeah.
that...
I saw this picture once of like two ears of corn, one that was genetically modified and the other one wasn't, and then like there's these birds and they come and eat the one that wasn't,
right?
And they leave the one that was, you know, so they left it all there. It was crazy. I was like, what?
And nature knows it's not right.
They're smart enough to know. We're not, so
well, did you,
what does that tell you?
There's, I guess, whales that, a whale gave birth to a Siamese whale that was born, stillborn. And they're attributing it to Fukushima, which, remember, you know, this plant in Japan that's nuclear is still leaking in the ocean from 2 years ago. No one stopped it yet. So I don't know if you've forgotten about it, but it happened, and it's still leaking in the ocean, and, like, it affects everything. So you got to remember this planet, this world we live in, we can create so much of it ourselves, but, you know, the people who have the money and all the power and all this, we got to watch out for them because they don't necessarily always have your best interest at heart, right? So, and that's why we love the show. Anyway, we won't bore you. We're glad you could come. It was a great show. You guys have any parting words for your first time? You're coming back though. I like the energy.
Hell yeah.
I really like the energy. Next time we'll give you a bit. We'll have a beatbox battle. We'll have a beat off, as they say. We'll beat off all over each other. And whoever has the least amount of
figure it out.
But since I was like, we're there. We're filming. I'm like, that's not happening.
Oh yeah, we'll bring the camera.
I'm serious. We'll have to do something, but you know, it would be fun to collaborate with Pink Mink, so let's talk about maybe doing an event together or getting you involved in something we're doing. I know Bama No Name has a lot of stuff coming up. Again, we'll be up in Santa Fe the 19th of March for Warm Up Wednesdays.
Oh, we'll be there too.
And you guys will be too, yeah. Subliminal Renaissance. And then the next night, you guys host your own at Molly. So,
right?
Thank you so much to my guests. You've all been a lovely crowd. Give yourself a loud applause.
Woo!
My name is Nick Furious. We now bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. This week brought to you by Korn. Not what the Indians thought it was or whatever. Anyway, check it out. MCs, get off the couch. Rip and rap. Have a great time. Use this beat for your practice. And we'll see you next week on Rips and Raps, episode 83. Peace. Rap.
all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks.